Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, March 19th. And coming up in today's episode, RJD flags political vendetta and Bihar election angle as Lalu Yadav appears before Enforcement Directorate. Reports of fresh clashes in Manipur. Police arrest key accused Fahim Khan for instigating Nagpur violence. Benjamin Netanyahu's beginning remark after Israel attack kills 400 in Gaza, and Sunita Williams' safe return to planet Earth. After yet another ED summon, RJD Supremo Lalu Prasad Yadav appeared before the probe agency in Patna today in the high-profile Land for Jobs scam case. The infamous case involves serious charges of money laundering against the former Bihar Chief Minister, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tej Prakash Yadav, and multiple other allies. The ED summons, as well as the renewed probe against the RJD patriarch, takes prominence for members of the Lantern Party, given that Bihar is ready to choose her new government soon. Moments before Mr. Yadav visited the Enforcement Directorate, his son Tejashwi Yadav told news agency ANI this was all a political vendetta. He said, and I quote, "There is a legal system and we all abide by it. If we are summoned, we go, but nothing really happens. It's natural, isn't it? If I weren't in politics, there wouldn't be any case against me. If I weren't in politics, there wouldn't be any lawsuits. But since we are in politics, cases are being filed based on political motives. This does not affect us. By now, they must have even lost count of how many times I, Laluji, or my mother have been summoned by ED and CBI. Does anyone even remember? Whenever they call, we go because we follow the law," Mr. Tejashwi Yadav said. But he also added that these people, meaning the centre and BJP, they are scared, they are fearful and anxious. He added that no matter what they do, no matter how much they allegedly misuse constitutional institutions, no matter how much they try to harass the RJD members, the party will only emerge stronger. And he was confident that even with the greater strength, they are going to form a government in Bihar this time. Meanwhile, Sanjay Yadav, an RJD leader, told NDTV that "we all welcome agencies. Now there is election. Agencies have arrived again in Bihar. This is not the first time this has been summoned. He has been summoned by agencies," unquote, adding that the last summon were presented right before Lok Sabha election and this was a pattern by the centre. The ED probe is gaining momentum in the months leading up to Bihar elections, which are scheduled for the latter half of 2025. Last year, ED filed a charge sheet in the case against Lalu Prasad's family members before a Delhi court, naming his wife Rabri Devi and daughters Missa Bharti and Hima Yadav as accused apart from many others. Nagpur police have arrested who they allege to be the key instigator behind the Nagpur violence this week. Fahim Khan is being treated as the key accused in the riot, where two communities clashed over demands to relocate Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb's tomb out of state. Fahim Khan is a local politician from the Minority Democratic Party, and he will be in custody till Friday. Notably, it is being reported that Fahim actually approached the police first earlier this week, blaming Bajrang Dal for the violence. The police are, however, still investigating further into the matter. For instance, one key probe is examining if the violence was the act of a single person or an organization pre-planned act. So far, the police have registered 6 cases and filed complaints against 1,200 people, of whom less than 200 have been named so far. The rest are being tracked down. Police action today comes after Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and his deputy Eknath Shinde on Tuesday declared the violence a premeditated conspiracy by unknown persons. Mr. Fadnavis told the assembly in the state the violence began after Hindu protesters involving members of hardline groups like the Vishwa Hindu Parishad and Bajrang Dal burnt a symbolic grave with bundles of grass. Then there were rumours spread, and hence adding the word conspiracy, that there was a religious text on green-coloured cloth used to cover the symbolic grave. After Friday Namaz prayers, a crowd of 250 people came down to the place and started shouting slogans. The chief minister said When people started saying they should set vehicles on fire, police used force. Meanwhile, a new media report related to the violence in Nagpur alleges a woman police officer was mistreated by members of the violent mob. Nagpur CP Ravindra Singhal said, and I quote, "Multiple teams were sent out to control the violence. Some team members got injured as well. Some of these were women officers. We are investigating. If some other bad things were done to female officers, there will soon be a statement on it. It started in one place and spread to more locations, so we are not ruling out the possibility of it being premeditated." Meanwhile, the ruling party has been under constant opposition fire in the aftermath of the violence, where multiple parties have alleged that BJP and its allies flamed the fans of the Aurangzeb controversy. Former Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray Chief Uddhav Thackeray questioned the brewing conflict and asked why there was a need to create a face-off about a ruler who had died some 300 years ago. Echoing his views, his son Aditya Thackeray had said, quote, "Sadly, when the BJP cannot govern, they resort to violence and riots. If you look at Manipur, that is exactly what they want to convert Maharashtra to. They are trying to dig up the history of someone who lived over 300 years ago, but they cannot speak about the future or the present," unquote. Clashes were reported between two tribes in Manipur's Churachandrapur district on Tuesday night, 2 days after a leader of a Mar tribe was trashed by unidentified people. Leader of the two tribes met on Monday and reached a peace agreement, but it did not prevent the two sides from fighting again the next night. Police sources said the clashes happened between the Mar and Zomi tribes. The mobs threw stones, damaged vehicles, and also fired shots, sources said. Reports of injured people and death are yet to be confirmed by the authorities. The district magistrate appealed for calm twice, but the two sides paid no heed. The valley dominant Manipur has been witnessing clashes and violence for over a year and a half now. It started with the valley dominant Mithi community and over a dozen district tribes collectively known as Koki, who are dominant in some hill areas in Manipur. They have been fighting since May 2023. Over a range of issues such as land rights and political representation. Over 250 have died in the violence so far and nearly 50,000 have been internally displaced. After long months of conflict, BJP's Chief Minister N.B.Rin Singh resigned from office last month, after which president's rule was imposed in the state. In other recent developments, 6 Supreme Court judges will visit relief camps where internally displaced people are living in Manipur on March 22nd to strengthen legal and humanitarian support. In the crisis area, the National Legal Services Authority, or NALSA, has announced, released on Monday, nearly 2 years after the devastating sectarian violence, many people continue to seek refuge in relief camps across Manipur, NALSA said, adding the visit by the Supreme Court judges highlights the ongoing need for legal and humanitarian assistance to the affected communities. Justice Gawai will virtually inaugurate legal services and medical camps in all districts of Manipur and open legal aid clinics in Imphal East, Imphal West and Ukhrul district, NALSA said. They will distribute relief materials to internally displaced people, and NALSA also said that legal relief services camps will be provided to connect displaced people with the government's welfare programs and ensure access to vital benefits such as healthcare, pension, employment schemes and identity document reconstruction. Following the massive strikes on Gaza, which killed more than 400 people, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed this destruction is just the beginning. It is also now confirmed by top US officials that Donald Trump's office in US was consulted before the attack in the middle of a ceasefire. The airstrikes carried out by IDF on Tuesday are reportedly the biggest since the ceasefire deal was agreed upon by Israel and Hamas in January of this year, following more than 15 months of war. Hamas said the head of its government in the Gaza Strip, Issam al-Dadis, was among the list of officials who were killed in the Israeli strikes on the war-torn territory. The Gaza Health Ministry said bodies of 413 people had been received by overwhelmed hospitals, adding a number of victims are still under the rubble. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from Israel, meanwhile, who has vowed to eliminate Hamas for attacking Israel on October 7, 2023, warned the group that this was just the beginning. Quote, from now on, Israel will act against Hamas with increasing force, and from now on, negotiations will only take place under fire. He said, adding, Hamas has already felt the blow of our arm in the last 24 hours, and I assure you, this is just the beginning. While Israel blames Hamas for the October 7, 2023 attacks unilaterally, Hamas, deemed a terror group by Israel, maintains it is a part of a decades-long war opposing Israel's illegal occupation of the Palestinian territory. In the October 7th attack and since, Israel lost 1,200 of its soldiers and civilians, where Gaza Health Ministry maintains some 45,000 Gazans were killed in retaliatory military action, mostly women and children civilians. Hamas, which still holds about 59 of the 250 hostages Israel says the group had seized in the attack, has accused Israel of jeopardizing efforts by mediators to negotiate a permanent deal to end the fighting. In a statement, Hamas, which has controlled the territory since 2007, urged friendly countries to pressure the United States to bring an end to the strikes by Israel. In a separate statement, Hamas said Israel had decided to overturn the ceasefire agreement brokered by US, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators. It also warned that the resumption of violence would impose a death sentence on the remaining living hostages. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore returned to planet Earth today after their 8-day mission to the International Space Station turned into a 9-month-long odyssey. They flew on a Boeing Starliner to space on June 5th last year and returned in SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft this morning. The capsule deployed its parachute before a splashdown in the ocean off the coast of Florida. The two astronauts traveled along with NASA's Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov for 17 hours on their journey. A NASA team opened the hatch and helped astronauts into mobility aids, notably because after such a long time away from Earth and its gravity, the astronauts are facing some serious problems, including something called as chicken feet and low bone density. U.S. President Donald Trump has meanwhile accused previous Biden administration of abandoning them. But what matters now is that the two astronauts are now safely back home and in the native home of Sunita Williams's parents, which is Gujarat. There's been a wave of celebration since this morning. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.